Blog Talk Radio.
I met a butterfly once. It was the prettiest butterfly I ever did see. But unlike most, it was not the wings that made it pretty, though the wings were quite lovely. Its heart was pure gold. The butterfly and I and the lovely butterfly. What made it so unique? For I am merely a caterpillar. Yet he flew down to say hi, the first hi of my day. My, how it made me smile. Though I, a caterpillar, was quite surprised by the lovely butterfly. It said to me, today I fly, but tomorrow you shall soar. I see it, so please hold your smile. Thanking him for the hi, I began to cry. Away he flew to conquer the world. I watched and I prayed for truth in what he said. Such a lovely butterfly with a heart of gold, for he never forgot what it was like to crawl as a caterpillar.
Hello, 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 hello. You are listening to Real Talk Radio. I am your host, Hey Sherelle, America's favorite Southern Belle, and I'm so happy that you decided to join me on this Thursday. I'm telling you, as usual, I'm hyped, I'm crunk, I'm so excited, I can't wait to talk to you. Oh my goodness. So tonight, guess who's on the show? Just guess. I'll wait. Go ahead. I'll wait. Guess who's on the show? None other than Trenda B. Poetry. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Trenda B. Poetry is in the studio today, and I cannot wait to talk to her because, as a poet, I love talking to poets. Well, let's face it, I love talking to everybody because I love all of you and I love radio, but I'm extra excited today. I promise you, I'm just so hyped, so crunk, can't wait. Let's just get right into it. So, what's happening this week? I'm telling you, news feeds are always so crazy. The majority of the things that I hear from day to day, from minute to minute even, is all about the political debate. And I don't really get into it. I don't watch the debates. You know, everybody says, did you watch the debate? And I'm like, no, I already know who I'm voting for. I mean, that's just how it is. And race has absolutely nothing to do with, like, well, it has partial to do with it. Because, I'm sorry, does Romney know what it's like to be me? No, not even a clue. Does Obama know what it's like to be me? No, not entirely, but he's closer than Romney. So that's just how I am about the whole thing. I don't really get into the debate of all of it because at the end of the day, no one is going to keep every single promise they make. I learned that years ago when they had this big stink in Georgia about the flag. But I digress. But this headline about the debates really kind of stuck out to me, and I haven't been able to listen to the audio, but I'm dying to. So the headlines read, audio captures Romney asking employers to tell their employees how to vote. I really want to know if that is true. So next week I will be able to give you a definitive yes or no if that's really what's on the audio because I intend to listen to it the first chance I get. But that's been all over the feed. That and something about Romney's son saying that he wanted to pop Obama. I guess he didn't like the way Obama was talking to his dad. And I'm sure, you know, Malika and Sasha didn't like the way Romney was talking to Obama. But again, I digress. So the Alex Cross movie is out, and they're already talking about a sequel. And I love Tyler Perry. I love that, you know, he does so many positive things. But I'm sorry. I forever see my deal when I look at him. I don't think he's very versatile as an actor, per se. I think he writes great plays. He writes great movies. Very positive influence. But he's no Denzel Washington. Let's just be honest. He is not a Denzel Washington when it comes to the acting kick. But I will still watch Alex Cross, probably not in the movies because I never make it to the movies these days. But they're already talking about doing a sequel. So someone tweet me. I'm on Twitter. You can find me at Kay Sherrell. Tweet me and let me know if you like the Alex Cross movie once you've had a chance to see it. I'm sure bootlegs are all over the place already. So just hit me up. Let me know what you think. Also, this was too funny to me because I was a huge Kate Plus 8 fan. No, take that back. I was a huge John Plus 8 plus his wife Kate fan. I love John. I thought John was so wonderful. And looking at the person that Kate Gosselin has become over the years sort of makes me sad. It's, again, another one of those where you can say reality TV ruined that. But she had a job. She worked for this online blog, CouponCabin.com. And she's been fired from CouponCabin.com. And it just simply said that she was not a good fit for the blog. She was not a good fit. And I'm wondering exactly what she was doing because I have yet to see the real letter. There are many things on the Internet, and I like, you know, factual information. I don't like some of that Photoshop, you know, I don't want someone to summarize what the letter actually said. But one of the things that was quoted says, "It's with this that I am writing to inform you of our decision to discontinue Ms. Gosselin's feature blog on CouponCabin.com." And that is what the CEO, Scott Clough, wrote in an open letter. So far, there's been no response from Kate Gosselin. I'm sure she'll have something snippy to say, or she'll just say, "Oh, that gives me more time to focus on my children," or, in other words, focus on book sales and promoting herself and all that other blah, blah, blah. But who cares? Trying to Be Poetry is on the show today. That's what I care about. That's my focus right now. Cannot wait to talk to Trenda B. Poetry, also known as Latrenda Baker. Can't wait to talk to her in a few minutes. So right now, we're going to take a very quick commercial break. And when we come back, she will be on the air. So those of you who are just tuning in, this is Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Kay Sherrell. Be right back.
Wet Whispers is book two in the book poetry series by poetess Kimberly Sherrell. Wet Whispers is about being honest about your emotions and speaking up. Too often in life, we allow others to mute our unique voice and speak for us. A mute individual will never be a truly happy individual. Wet Whispers is a book of hope. Hope that regardless of the situation, if you start being emotionally honest with yourself and others, your situation can change. However, in order for this positive change you seek to take place, you must be heard. This is what Wet Whispers is all about. Being heard. Start your journey today. Purchase a copy of Wet Whispers. Wet Whispers is available on Amazon.com and SherrellInc.com. That's SherrellInc.com. Book one of this series is also available.
All right. So right now, you're on the air with Kay Sherrell with Real Talk Radio. And I have the pleasure of interviewing tonight none other than Trenda B. Poetry, a.k.a. Latrenda Baker. Hello.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. It is Thursday. I've been to Zumba. I am on the air. Life does not get any better than this.
All right.
How are you?
I am good. I'm very blessed. Feeling really good these days.
All right. So let's just let everyone know right now. So you're Latrenda Baker, but your stage name is Trenda B. Poetry, correct?
Yes, correct.
And where are you from?
I am from Albany, Georgia.
Southwest Georgia. Woo-hoo. Love it.
Yeah.
So why poetry?
Poetry is more like poetry can say why me. it's the best way for me to express who I am. It's the best way for me to relate to other people. It's just something that's been inside of me since I was younger, and it comes out when it wants to come out. It's the best way for me to communicate. I can write a poem and tell you how I feel faster than I can tell it to your face. I can, you know, identify with a person's emotions and feelings the best way by putting it in that form. It's like my first love. Poetry is my first love.
Wow, I love that. Nothing like a good love story, I'm telling you. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. You said it just sort of, like, comes out of you, and that's how you know. That was like that aha moment of, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
I might really be a poet when
yeah.
it just comes out. I'm not even thinking about writing, but as soon as that pen is in hand, something is birthed.
It's magic.
Yes.
Yes,
yes, yes. I love it. I love it. So what inspires your poetry?
People. That's the best way I can put it. People inspire my poetry. Us going through life, having our journeys, having our experiences, and needing to be able to just cope with them and, you know, be able to connect with others, but, you know, connect with ourselves as well. And, you know, my inspiration comes from my own experiences, and it comes from everybody else's. The world around me is basically my inspiration. Everything is my muse. So, you know, when I see anything that intrigues me, whether it be a loving couple walking down the street, a bird chirping, or, you know, stuff that's on the news or something I'm dealing with personally, you know, it can be any of that. My favorite song, a word in my favorite song that just kind of takes me to a place, you know, where I can just write about how that person might be feeling, or, you know, my view thoughts on it, just raw emotion.
Love that. You said that everything and everyone is your muse. I love that. I love that. That needs to be a line in a poem.
That does.
So, have you written a poem about the political debate?
Actually, I have not. I'm kind of the same way with the politics. I pay attention to it, but I say very little about it because I'm trying to soak it all in to know that I'm going to make the informed choice. So I kind of stay away from writing about it, really. I don't know. I haven't really written anything about that. So.
I haven't either. And everyone knows I love politics. I really do. But
mm-hmm.
politics is very ugly. And
yes.
I really don't have the energy for negativity in my space
exactly.
right now. It's mm-hmm. the same with, I don't tell anyone what to believe. I don't tell anyone their religion is wrong. You know, everyone
mm-hmm.
is entitled to their beliefs. Even people that don't believe in God, they don't realize
mm-hmm.
they still believe something. The belief that
yes.
he doesn't exist is a belief. So I don't tell anyone
mm-hmm.
what, and I don't tell anyone what how to vote, you know.
Exactly.
That is why I stay out of it. And at the same time, it has become very ugly. I've never before seen a president so disrespected the way Obama
exactly.
is publicly disrespected, not only by common people, but other so-called dignitaries, other so-called politicians. And to
yeah.
me, That's some negative energy. That's some negativity that I don't need in my space. And so
mm-hmm.
I pay attention, but I don't want anybody calling me wanting to debate the debate. I don't need that.
Exactly. I totally understand. That's the same way I feel about it. I mean, I want what's best for, you know, our country, our people. You know, but the negativity that comes from it, I guess maybe that's why when I said that people are my muse, I should have said that, you know, all positive things really, you know, and emotions, of course. But, yeah, when it comes to politics, you know, just as you know, I pay attention to them, I stay informed on them, but I rarely ever speak too much on them because I feel like everybody should be able to have their own opinion and their own thoughts about it without slandering each other, per se. So
exactly, exactly. And I don't think I've posted anything. I might like one or two little things on Facebook and on Twitter, but I've yet to really sort of post anything because if someone comes in my space with that, it will not be pretty. I tell people, don't let this cute face fool you now. Don't let this face always fool you. So do you remember the first poem you wrote?
Actually, I do not remember. I have tried time and time again to remember the first poem I ever wrote, but that was so many poems ago. It was so many poems ago, but I can remember one of the first poems I wrote. One of the first poems I wrote that I can really relatively remember, well, it wasn't the first, but it was, you know, the first I kind of exposed and let people read, was this poem called Relax. And it was very simple. It was, you know, just like maybe a 10 or 12 line poem. And I'm not so sure I can remember the entire thing, but it was basically about getting to a place where we could all just go with the flow and be free. You know, that place, that space where you want to breathe and just take in life as the creation that God made it, basically. It was one of those places, like a safe haven type poem. So,
I like the idea of that. Mm-hmm. So, from the first few poems that you can remember into the ones that you've written lately, what can you see that has changed about your work?
I can say that just as everything else in life, it's matured to a point where it grows as I grow. You know, it's more profound, more descriptive. You know, it just kind of caters to pattern experience in life where, you know, the same thing, I might not have known the same thing at 20 that I know right now at 26. So it's just basically the maturity of it, the growth of it, just being able to more clearly put my thoughts into words.
Okay, so you're saying that the poetry has went from being great juice to fine wine, basically.
Basically. Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. So who, outside of just your poetry, but in life, who inspires you? Who do you look up to?
That answer always comes to my mother. I know a lot of people probably say a celebrity figure or something like that, but my mother is definitely the one that inspires me the most. She is who I look up to. She is the one who supports me in it, believes in me when I don't believe in myself. You know, she's every woman to me. She is Superwoman. So, you know, she inspires me heavily because in her life, I've seen her go through things and come out on top so many times and apply herself to so many different things and do good at them, you know, that it's made me want to strive to be, you know, just like her, to be that kind of woman. So, you know, she definitely is someone that I look up to before I look up to anybody else, after God, of course.
Oh, Mommy. I hope Mommy's listening. Mommy, we all say hello, and you're doing a great job. You are. You can adopt me if you like. But having support, and I tell people this all the time, I was like, when you are in this industry, in the entertainment industry, support is everything. Support is everything because it is, it's a bitter climb to reach that level that everyone, you know, individually aspires to reach. It's a bitter climb. You know, there's a lot of heartache along the way, but support can get through it. And if you have support at home, it's that much stronger. Support is everything in this industry. It really is.
Yes,
and life.
It is. Yes.
And it's great that you have a supportive mother because a lot of individuals don't have supportive family because they can't see with their own eyes. They can't rationalize it with their own mind how this will be, quote, unquote, successful. And so it's hard for them to sort of give that support blindly and just have faith in you as a person rather than in what they consider to be successful. So your mom is a great woman. I applaud.
Thank
you. So I'm getting ready to play a poem by Trenda B. Poetry. Would you like to tell the listeners a little something about the poem before I play it on air?
Sure. Yeah, she's about to play Ignited Love Invasion, and it's basically it's for the lovers. It's about feeling that instant connection, about feeling something new that you've never felt before, in a way that kind of surpasses anything normal that you felt, kind of makes you question, you know, what you felt before with other people, and made you realize, okay, that wasn't it. You know, I hadn't reached it yet. It's kind of the climax of chemistry. Basically, it's definitely one for people who are in love or people who are striving to be in love. You know, what you could experience, what you will experience, you know, it caters to that. I think it's definitely a very good, nice mood poem, I would say. And it has some nice music behind it. So
this is like poetic version of Maxwell for Lovers Only. This poem is for love and lovers. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Real Talk Radio, Trying to Be Poetry is on, and we're about to listen to her poem, Ignited Love.
For the first time, I opened the eyes of my soul, and behold, I saw you standing there. A vision of love never known until that second. For so many years, I wondered and waited on what love truly felt like. It seemed there was this missing element out of my world, so much so that it haunted me in my sleep at night. I'd wake up in cold sweats, and my heart would cringe to be blessed with a feeling that I started to believe did not really exist. And then you appeared, and every hidden desire and secret you knew, things I knew for sure I never hinted nor described to you. How could you know to kiss me there? Or how could you know just where to touch me? How to love me in that very way?
All right, so that was just a little portion of Ignited Love. More of the poem and other work by Miss Trinda B. Poetry can be found on reverbnation.com/ Trinda B. Poetry. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
All right.
Thank you.
Definitely go on, listen to more of her work, and don't just listen, people. Buy some of the singles. Support artists.
Yes,
support.
Thank you.
It's more than just a pat on the back. Sometimes you need a little monetary support, because love and poetry, just simply saying a poem, don't always pat it in life. So definitely show your support to artists. Don't do bootleg things. Let's be legit with all of it. So
thank you.
My question, this is one that I kind of been itching to ask since I first met you, because I don't know, there was something about you and your work from the very first conversation we had that just really drew me in, because I can tell 100% that you are loving what you do. So when it's all said and done, what do you, Miss Trinda B. Poetry, want your legacy to be?
I want people to remember that they were inspired and touched by my words. I want them to feel love when they think of me. I want them to feel positive energy. I want them to feel like they can achieve anything. I want them to feel like they are somebody. It's not just enough for me to walk around and do poems and make people feel good, but I want you to be touched on the inside. And that's my ultimate goal. You know, it's not just for claps and for snaps, but it's for touching a place within you that makes you feel like you can be a better person, be the best person you can be. So I want them to feel love and positive energy, and I want them to remember me in that way.
Wow. That is beautiful. And somehow I felt like that was going to be your response, just knowing the type of person that you are. But that's a beautiful thing to leave, love and positive energy. That's so beautiful. So, unfortunately, because we are coming close towards the end of the show. But before I let Miss Trinity Poetry go, please tell everyone where they can find more information on you and hear more of your work.
Okay, I will definitely do that. Well, as she stated before, you can hear some of the poetry tracks to music and some without on reverbnation.com/TrendaBeePoetry. You can also check out the website, which is TrendaBeePoetry.wix.com/TrendaBeePoetry2. And that's the number 2. And you can also, of course, always go on Facebook.com/TBPoetry to keep up with all the latest updates and events that I'll be participating in.
All right, wonderful. And if you missed some of that, don't worry. I will have all of it up on the website tonight, the information, so that you can definitely go on your own and hear more poetry and definitely keep up with Miss Trinity Poetry, because I'm telling you, you definitely want to. So right now, Miss Latrinda Baker, a.k.a. Trinity Poetry, I would just like to say thank you for this. It has been a pleasure. I could talk to you all day.
Thank you so much for having me. I always enjoy being on the show with you. Thank you so much.
Next, you know, whenever you have something big coming up, you definitely got to stop by the show and say hello and let everyone know.
Yes, I sure will.
Those of you who are still listening, this is Real Talk Radio, your host Kay Sherrell, and I just had the pleasure of talking to Miss Trinity Poetry. But the show is not over, because I still have to talk to you about the deal of the week. Now, last week I stated that you can find these same deals that I speak of on Facebook on Frugal Girl Freebies. And if you are one of my Facebook friends, you can find her. I'm one of the friends of the page, and I've liked it. So it is frugalgirlfreebies.com, but she is always on top of a good deal. Last week, I stated that JCPenney is bringing back the free haircut for kids. For school-aged kids, I believe they're 11 and under, or it's 12 and under, but you can go to jcp.com to get more information. This starts November 4th is when the free haircut starts. It's every Sunday from here on out. You can take your child to JCPenney and get a free haircut. I think that's a great deal. Haircuts are expensive. And if you think about over the course of 12 months, if you get a haircut once a month or if you get a haircut every other week, that money adds up. And in this economy, we can all save a dollar. So, again, the deal from last week was a free haircut for JCPenney, so definitely go on jcp.com and check it out. But the deal this week, you can get free stuffed crust pizza rolls with your next online order with Pizza Hut. So if you place your order online, and don't worry, those of you who've never done it, it's very, very simple. I actually prefer to order my pizzas online versus calling someone, because online I can see everything and I don't have anyone putting me on hold, taking me off hold, rushing me. So that is a great deal. I intend to take advantage of it this weekend when I have pizza, free stuffed crust pizza rolls with your next online order with Pizza Hut. So that is definitely the deal of the week. So check out Frugal Girl Freebies on Facebook. Like that page, and you'll be able to get all of that information. I hope to have the freebie posted on my website later on tonight, along with Trinity Poetry's information. My website, of course, is www.sherelle.com, S-H-E-R-R-E-L-L-E.com. Please like me on Facebook, / Hey, Sherelle, and also like the Sherelle Inc. page as well. Follow me on Twitter at Kay Sherelle on Twitter. I have Google Plus. I don't really know what it is, but you can find me on there. I believe I'm Kimmy229 on Google Plus. Again, all of my information is always posted on the website. And unfortunately, our time is running out, but I definitely want to leave you with part of a jam that I have been dancing to for the past few weeks, talking about by Bishop. So I will talk to you next week, which will be my birthday, so call in to tell me happy birthday next week. I love all of you. It has been a pleasure talking about by Bishop.
Come talking about me. Come talking about I. Come talking about me. Come talking about she. Come talking about bad. Come talking about big. Come talking about way. Come talking about